This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, February 2nd. Well, yesterday was a pretty choppy day in the wheat space and the corn space for that matter. Corn was under some pressure early, getting some pretty significant follow through from an outside day lower the previous day. And then the market started to rally. We actually closed higher for the day and on the high of the day. So a little bit of a spike bottom on the corn market. In wheat, there too, the market was under some pressure early and then just slowly started to work its way higher. So it too closed at the high end of the range, but not quite into positive territory, at least for Chicago. Casey and Minneapolis did end up closing higher on the day. So an interesting price action for markets that looked like they were really diverging on Tuesday, you know, wheat had an outside day higher, corn an outside day lower, and then yesterday it looked like everything was going to be down, and then we just started to rally and close on the high of the day. So my guess is you'll probably get some follow through to the upside. Today we got the night session up a little bit. Wheat's up about 4, corn is up around 4, beans are up 10, so it looks like we'll get the day session started at least somewhat on a positive note. So this is interesting because with wheat, you had that outside day higher, you got no follow through until late in the session. For corn, an outside day lower that saw some follow through but couldn't make it stick, and we ended up reversing back up on the day. So clearly there's still some buying power left in these markets for both wheat and corn. And I think that given the seasonal time frame that you tend to rally in early February, well, obviously we're into that window. Usually it peaks right around the crop report, which at this point is only about 4 or 5 days away. So I think we're going to take another little jab at the top side. For Chicago wheat, the first resistance is right around 771. The night session has us at 764. The high for the night session is 770 3/4. So we pretty much reached that target on the night session. So we'll see what we do here during the day. In Kansas City, we're looking at the swing highs from late December. We're only a few cents away from those, from the high of the night session. In Minneapolis, we're still about a dime away from those late December swing highs. So we're getting close to our targets, to significant resistance, and we'll see what the market does. And we're right in that time window of when we want to be looking for sell signals. So we're moving into that normal seasonal pattern, and it really is pretty remarkable how the wheat market has followed its normal seasonal patterns very closely this marketing year. So as long as it keeps doing it, we're going to keep, you know, following that, and I would think that we're going to be finding a high here within the next few days. Now, it's interesting to see how the market is able to hold together the way it is, considering that we've got rain in the forecast for the Southern Plains. I mean, we're getting an ice storm now. You don't want to see ice, but it is some moisture. But the 4 to 7 day forecast calls for very good rains across almost all of Texas and almost all of Oklahoma, well into Kansas. So, I mean, those are the dry areas. And if that materializes, I think if that continues to be the pattern and the forecast in the 3 to 7 day period, or 3 to 5 day, excuse me, then the market will probably, you know, will have to take that more serious. Right now, I think it's just brushing it off. The drought monitor might have something to do with that. It's still showing drought regions across Oklahoma, Kansas, even in well into Nebraska, which I find odd because Nebraska's had the equivalent of like 6 inches of rain, whether it's snow or whatever it is, just in the last month. So, I don't see Nebraska continuing to be in a drought situation. Northern Kansas, kind of the same story. Texas, the drought monitor was removing quite a bit of the drought status for Texas. It's still abnormally dry, but not the intense drought that it's been stuck in for months and months. So, you know, we know that there's been quite a bit of rain across the eastern half of the southern and central plains. Well, that area is still showing drought situation according to the drought monitor. So I think the monitor is really lagging behind what is actually happening on the ground. And it is a lagging indicator. I'll give it that. But it just seems unusual that it would be continuing to show such severe drought in a region that has had just been inundated with moisture. And I'm talking about western Nebraska, northern Kansas, but it is what it is. That's what the drought monitor is showing, and a lot of people look at that and trade by it. So I think that's offering some support to the market. Fears of the war escalating in Ukraine clearly adding a little bit of war premium, certainly not the way we were here a year ago, but I think that that is something that will continue to have an element of support to the market. We've got the dollar was under quite a bit of pressure yesterday. I'm sure that's helped support the grain space. The Fed, of course, raised the Fed rates another quarter point to 4.5% to 4.75%. They did say that inflation the rate of inflation is slowing. We're still in a high inflation environment, but it's slowing, and that they do expect that they'll continue to increase interest rates over at least the short term. And that really is not a big surprise to the market. We see that the Bank of England overnight raised their rates half a point to 4.0%. The EU Central Bank this morning raised their rates a half a point to 2.5%. So everybody's, you know, ratcheting up. It's working. It's not very fast, but it is working, so we don't want to slam the economy. So I think that's giving some optimism that we're getting this under control. A couple other financial reports. The initial jobless claims this morning were down 3,000 at 183,000. The trade actually expected them to be up 9,000. So we're still in a pretty hot job market, and that adds concern for the Fed. That, you know, the economy is still running pretty hot, and that leads to inflation. You know, overall, it's a good thing. You want to see the jobless rate be low. You want to see more jobs being added. That's the economy growing. But the Fed's job is to control interest or control inflation, and so they're keeping their foot on the gas. It's not all the way to the floor, but it's they are keeping the pressure on interest rates. So, short term, getting back to the grain space, we're rallying into this normal seasonal window. We are looking for a place to be a seller. We're very close to some significant resistance points. So we're ready. You know, we got our powder dry, and we're ready to start pulling the trigger here once we see some pretty solid sell signals. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.